If you've driven across Interstate 90 in South Dakota, you know you'll see plenty of signs for Wall Drug, an iconic business in that state. But you're also likely to see quite a number of billboards for another well-known stop on the Missouri River. It's part of our Best of 2023 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This simple description does not do the place justice.
It's about half grocery, and then there's a little merchandise shop, and then there's also a restaurant.
R.F. Bowie is in the grocery business, and a few years ago, he had the opportunity to purchase the place he just described, Al's Oasis in Ocoma, South Dakota.
It's such a great South Dakota tradition and icon that I was super excited to do it.
Al's Oasis opened in 1919 on the banks of the Missouri River, just across from Chamberlain, South Dakota. It was an oasis of sorts in a sparsely settled place when it began, offering just about everything locals and tourists on the way to the Black Hills would need. If you've driven I-90 in South Dakota, you've seen lots of signs for Wall Drug. RF may be attempting to rival that iconic stop with the number of signs for Al's Oasis.
Well, I do, about 38, I think it is.
So what is the draw at Al's Oasis?
It's not the grocery store that's getting the people to stop there. It is absolutely the gift shop and the restaurant more so. They feature buffalo burgers. They feature their homemade pies like they always have been.
Those pies have been a car stopper for decades and remain so today.
My wife told me that her and her dad, they would stop at Al's Oasis every time, and he had to have his oatmeal raisin pie.
And the fact RF owns an iconic stop in the state is not lost on him.
It's very cool. It is. You know, I take a lot of pride in my family's business, GF Bowie Company, started in 1905. Those nostalgic things, especially in South Dakota, mean a lot to me, and it just is an iconic place, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Traveling the countryside in Ocoma, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.